We're so glad that each and every one of you is here in this place tonight. Most of all, I thank the Lord for His wonderful presence and that which we can feel as we come together as one in this place. I thank the Lord for every blessing that He's given me. And I praise Him tonight that though we may be weak and weary at times, that He is our strength. I honor God tonight, for I know that tonight I am strengthened by Him. He is my strength. Every day that I'm going to go out, He's going to be with me. Every time that I ever open up my mouth, He's going to feel it. Every time that the tears can't stop from flowing down my eyes, He's going to help me and comfort me through that. Oh, don't be weary tonight, church. Oh, and just let the Spirit of God pick you up tonight. I'm glad that when I did not deserve it, that God picked me up and carried me all the way to where I needed to be. I'm glad every time that my heart will be low and without help as it seems, that God will come by and speak a word into my spirit and help me in a way that I could have never made it through on my own. I'm glad that there are days sometimes when God will speak to me in the still small voice that I'm able to understand what is ahead and what I'm going to have to face. But through and by Him, I'll be able to make it through everything that I'm going through. Oh, there may be some of us tonight that are longing for peace, and God has came by this way to say, peace is for you. Peace is for you. You know, some of us may be tired in here tonight, but in the joy of the Lord, you will find your strength. I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but I know that sometimes if we're not too careful as we try to press, sometimes we'll look past those that are broken and those that need us to take a stand for God in a way that will show them what it is that lives inside of us. And I don't know what you came for tonight, but all that I know is that if you seek the hand of God, He will surely meet your every need. I'm glad that God didn't fail me when a preacher was preaching and I may not have heard every word. I'm glad that God didn't fail me when I heard a song and I maybe didn't get in it right then. But in my lowest, darkest hour, God came by and spoke to me and gave me strength. Church, I don't know who this is for, but there is strength for you. If you will just begin to believe, I could get in the Word and read all night long, and I could preach all day long, and we can preach weeks at a time, but it's only when you begin to believe. I can't believe for you, but if you trust in God. I hear this song in my spirit. For God understands, He knows all about me, and He knows all my failures. He knows all my plans. Temptations are great, but His love is still greater. Well, God knows all about me. Yes, God understands. God understands everything that you came in with tonight. He sees everything that you're going through tonight. Hallelujah. And I just encourage you, as led by the anointing of God, just to rise up with me and just call out just for a minute. Hallelujah. Come on. Since it's important that we remember every time that we need God to move in a mighty way, that as we begin to call, that He is our help and our strength. And God will be that strength for you, even in a time of weariness. And He will not fail you in a time when you need Him the most. Hallelujah. Oh God, I brought you here not by chance, but for a reason and a purpose. And He wants to let you know tonight that as you seek Him greater, that there is more joy than you've ever felt in all of your life. And there is a place for you at the table of God. There is a refuge for you at the table of God. There is a blessing in the Holy Ghost for you at the table of God. God. I thank God that there is a voice that will begin to speak to us, and it leads us into all truth. You won't be deceived. You won't be thrown to the side. Hallelujah. God will see and recognize everything that you're going through. Man, I feel so worn out, worn down, beat down, cast out. But God surely, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. God surely understands. He sees every part and portion that you're going through. Oh, don't be ashamed. Just give Him some praise. Oh, don't be ashamed. Just give Him some praise. Come on, church. Don't be ashamed. Just give Him some praise. He is a God ahead and not a God behind. He's a God around you and not a God forsaken. He'll be there with you surely always. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, I just want to speak this before I continue on, as I feel led in my heart, that the word of prophecy is not something to be afraid of. A word of prophecy is a word of encouragement to your brothers and sisters. If it's not something that picks you up, it doesn't line up with the word of God. If it's not something that will lead thee into a better life, it doesn't line up with the word of God. Prophecy is a way to encourage the brethren. Oh, the woes and troubles of financials will sometimes keep us from having a focused mind before God. But I believe that He will move and make a way as we step out in faith and believe and trust in the hand of God. Glory to God. There's been some deaths I looked at and I said, God, there is surely no way that I'll make it through it. But dollar by dollar and day by day, oh, the presence of the Lord moved in a mighty way where I was able, oh, to see the light of day. God, you said you would not have your seed begging for bread, and I believe according to your word an increase in the name of Jesus. Father God, I praise you. An increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I believe according to your word that we are not forsaken, but we have a friend in you. We have a provider. Glory to God. I feel led. Oh, we have a provider. Come on, give Him praise. I feel excited and encouraged in the Spirit of God. Just pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Tomorrow will be a new day. God will never put anything on us more than we could bear. But He would make a way and a means of escape. Just give Him praise right now. God will lift this. And I know that God will provide in ways that maybe you can't see yet. And don't let it trouble and grieve thy heart. God will move and provide exactly what is needed in the time that it's needed. He'll move for your family. He'll move for your loved ones. And He'll provide for them even when you feel like, Lord, I can't do it. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. God, right now I believe. I don't know why God's moving this way, but one thing I do know is that the word can come in three different ways. It can come by reading the text. It can come by interpreting the spirit of the text. And it can come through the prophetic word that God would give as led by the anointing. I need your help, church. I can't do a thing without you. In the name of Jesus, I believe, God, that you're releasing a greater anointing and a boldness that was not there before. I believe, God, that we're going to have some spiritual fear in you to believe, Lord, that I better get in the house of God and I better come in ready, oh, to serve you. I better come in on fire believing that you're going to move for my needs. My God, if I could get 10 people in here to give God praise. Father God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, I glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peter, it says in the word of God, and the one of the last thoughts that he left as he wrote was for them to stir the gifts that were within them. I wish that I could sing a song every church service that would stir the gift within you. And I wish that I could preach the white word sometimes that will stir the gift within you. But there's going to be some days when you're going to have to dig down into the depths of your spirit. Nobody's going to tell you when to give Him praise, but something's all of a sudden going to come over you, and you'll know that you've got to praise Him through thick and thin. You've got to praise Him in good times and bad. You've got to praise Him in the mountain and the valley. You've got to praise Him in spite of the lack. Whoever this is for, say it with me tonight. I am not without. I'm not without. God did not call you to attend a church that didn't have the ability and the means to touch you. God did not also call us to come in and do things our way either. I didn't come for any other reason but to see the anointing of God break through in your life. Oh, I praise you, Lord. God, I believe it. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, and believe in your name, Jesus, that there will be a touch like we've never felt this night. And I believe, God, that greater are you than any foe, than any enemy, than any adversity, than any situation. God, I know that you are our help and our friend. And I know, God, that you're going to move and you're going to set free. I feel, a breakthrough coming. God, don't be ashamed of the gospel, the one that is a deliverer of your need. There is two baptisms. There is one by water to which you commit your life that the world would see. But then there is a baptism inside of your heart that God only sees. And I'm glad that one day he took everything in this heart of mine and made it clean when he took it all by the fire of God. We'd see a whole lot more unity if we would lose our concern all for each other. And what I mean by that is if you got in and started praising the Lord, that I wouldn't wait on you to get in, because I'd be in praising him and I'd dig down in my heart the same way. Hallelujah. I feel led to speak this to the church: to whom little is given, little is required, and to whom much is given, much is required. If God has called you to preach, I suggest you get in the word and get ready, for that's the only way you're going to overcome every attack of the devil. If you're a singer, I encourage you to bring your songbook and get a confidence about you, because one day there's going to be a breakthrough for that one song, that one night that you offer totally and completely before God. Friday night there was a man that came in here, and I remember sitting by and tears were flowing from my face, and I just was grieving in my spirit because I knew, hallelujah, that he was troubled. And as the service went on and things got a little busy, sometimes we can spend so much time enjoying the Lord that we forget what the true purpose of feeling the joy is. And sometimes people will pass us by simply because we're not looking. If you read about the passage about the Good Samaritan, he was somebody that was looking. He wasn't necessarily the right religion to be looking, but he was somebody that was looking. We've got to be looking for people. We've got to be concerned for people. You've got to learn to understand the need that's going on in a church. Praise God. Lord, that you can speak to hearts that we can never reach. And God, that you can move in situations that we can never do a thing for. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit and your anointing would move in a mighty way. That God, when the days grow on to weeks, that strength will still be there. God, I pray right now that you would bless. God, I pray for comfort and peace. I believe, God, that great and mighty are you in all things. Just get a hold of it and trust God. He will not leave you behind, and he will not leave you without moving for your life. Are you happy to be in God's house? Pray with me. Roston, just stand up for a second. I just want to share something with you. I'm very proud of this young man. He has a heart after God. He's learning to play the piano, and he has a heart that is interested in the needs of others. And for him to be in a younger age, it amazes me that God can still move in our youth of today. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands right now, Ross, and right where you are. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, that you will give him the words to say to those that are around him. And God, I pray that you will help him in everything he lays his hands to. God, I pray you bless his every effort. And Lord, I pray against every attack of the devil that's trying to destroy what you've built up in him. And God, I pray a renewing and refreshing in his life, and that you move for his home. God, and bless this family, Lord, and move in their lives in a mighty abundant way. Lord, I know that he is going to continue walking in you, and he's not going to be ashamed. And God, I know I'm going to hear some anointed music. He'll come in soon. And I believe, God, that you're going to anoint him to do a great and mighty work for you. Give God praise, church. I appreciate everybody that has a concern for their brothers and sisters. Here's what I'll leave with you tonight. You have got to learn to obey God in hard times. even if they don't look like they receive it, and even if they look like they don't care, irregardless, even if they tell you they don't want to speak to you anymore, oh, even in times where people that are supposed to be Christians will show their true colors unto you, you have got to learn to obey God regardless. Why? For in that obedience, it's one thing to stand up and lift your hands, and God will prepare you for what is to come, but it's not stopping just there. As you praise God, it humbles you and lowers you to a state where you become a servant's heart. When you have a servant's heart, you're willing to serve for anybody. When I think about a servant's heart, I think about how Christ went in the Passover and he began to wash each of the disciples. And I wonder, God, why would you have somebody so highly esteemed and not even have to go and do such a thing? But he was proving a point to them that Jesus was concerned for all of them, their work and their calling. And as we learn to be more bold in him, we'll step out and do the hard things, seeing the bigger picture, that they may reject it today. But when tomorrow comes and they believe, then it was worth every minute of it. You may be trying to encourage somebody, and they may not get a hold of it, and they may try to defend what they're going through. But if you obey God, he'll bless you in trying to encourage somebody else. If we wait too long to praise the Lord, our flesh will begin to grow cold. And as our flesh begins to grow cold, our ability to receive begins to be lessened. The Bible said, God, that you would increase so that I would decrease. We're going to have to cut some things off of us so that God can increase. Now, I'm not going on a tangent that says that everybody in here is living in absolute sin. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about in times when God would look for you to be obedient, and there's a part of you that says no. God just wants you to put that behind you and continue to press on. For in that press and decreasing yourself, God has made increase in your life. Jared, how can I tell when I feel it and I'm doing it? One of the most important scriptures you'll read, such that you'll know the evidence of Christ within you when you love the brethren. And again, I'm going to repeat myself. This isn't a tangent to say we're all living in sin. We all come short, but that's not what I'm here to stand here for. We have to remember and realize that there will be some battles that we all go through. They're not the same, but they all lead us to the same place. That through obeying God, he will bring us through. Many trials I never thought I could make it through. But somebody that had the evidence of God on them came by and helped me. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must draw. I'll have no fear when Jesus. Sing it with me tonight. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Let me hear you tonight. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me. For I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me. Come on and praise. And naught of earth can harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. The call from heaven's portal, come home, my child. It's the last mile you must trod. And I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. Sing and make God proud tonight. I don't care if you can sing or not. The storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Do you believe it tonight? Let's give Him praise.